ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. I was told this from text 7 to 10 I'm supposed to read. So, chapter 1. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 1, observing the armies, text 7. Asmakam tu vishishtaye tani bodha dvijotama nayaka mama sanyasya संज्ञार्थान तान ब्रवीमिते संज्ञार्थम तान ब्रवीमिते। Somebody wants to chant? अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तानि बोध द्विजोत्तमा नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते। माताजी अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तानि बोध द्विजोत्तम नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग्स अस्माकं आवर तू बट विशिष्टः स्पेशली पावरफुल ये हु तान् देम निबोधा जस्ट टेक नोट ऑफ बी इनफॉर्म्ड द्विजोत्तमा ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस नायकाः कैप्टन्स मम मई सॉरी मई इट्स नॉट संस्कृत सैन्यस्य ऑफ द सोल्जर्स संज्ञार्थम फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन तान देम ब्रवीमि आई एम स्पीकिंग ते टू यू। सो बट फॉर योर इन्फॉर्मेशन ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस लेट मी टेल यू अबाउट द कैप्टन्स हु आर स्पेशली क्वालिफाइड टू लीड माई मिलिट्री फोर्स। सो विल कीप ऑन रीडिंग एंड आई विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन एंड गिव सम फुट नोट्स। सो आई विल चैंट माई प्रेयर्स बिफोर। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा महेयम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपम साग्र जातम सहगण रघुनाथानितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। We must understand who is speaking this shloka. Duryodhan speaking. Yes, but originally this shloka is being spoken by Duryodhan, and this is his political diplomacy, because he has first noticed. No, first he has said in the previous shlokas, Pashyatam Panduputranam, that just see, so was he not seeing? It's like, Prabhuji, please see this, just see this mridanga. So now you're already seeing the mridanga, but when I'm saying just see the mridanga, that means you have not noticed something while you have seen him. So Duryodhan was drawing the attention of Dronacharya to his earlier mistake, that you have been very charitable in giving knowledge to Drishtadyumna, who was born to kill you. Now don't make the same mistake again. And now he's going forward. When he has explained about the strength of the Pandavas, this would have led to a kind of lack of enthusiasm. Oh, these people are so strong, then why should we fight? So then he's saying, don't worry, it's not that we are weak, and let me draw your attention to the people who are from our side. That is the meaning of this. This is the background of why he's speaking like this. So let's chant the 8th shloka. But one thing you will notice that on all these shlokas, he will manifest the quality of a non-devotee who thinks that all the success depends on his endeavors. So if he is strong, then success is guaranteed. And that's a very big mistake, because first of all, we are not very strong. And success depends ultimately on Krishna, and only on Krishna. So that is a very different in mentality. And if you think about the background of this war, and how Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna, all of you know that pastime when Arjuna and Duryodhan had gone to Lord Shri Krishna to seek his help. So then you know that Arjuna had chosen Krishna. After that conversation, Krishna asked Arjuna, are you intelligent enough? Why you selected me only, and I'm not going to fight? And I have given my Narayani Sena to the side of Duryodhan. Is it intelligence? So he says that, my Lord, since long time I had a desire that I should put my life in your hands. That's the attitude of a devotee, or should be an attitude of a devotee. So we must understand that Arjuna was not fighting the battle to win or lose. He simply was happy in being an instrument of the Lord. And that's what we had actually heard from Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, that the highest satisfaction we can get is by being a servant of the Lord. Not a winner or loser in this world, which is anyhow not in our hands. So that's something very interesting, analysis of the mentality of a non-devotee who's so much concerned about winning and losing, and he's concerned because he thinks winning and losing will happen by his own strengths. So that you can see. Specially qualified to lead my military forces. Okay, text 8 we can chant. Bhavan Bhishmascha, no, you have to chant after me. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Kripascha Samitanjayaha Ashwatthama Vikarnascha Somadattisthathevacha. There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle. Duryodhana mentions the exceptional heroes in the battle, all of whom are ever victorious. Vikarna is the brother of Duryodhana. Ashwatthama is the son of Dronacharya, and Swamdatti or Bhurishrava is the son of the king of the Bhaliks. Can you tell them to not talk? Karna is the half-brother of Arjuna, as he was born of Kunti before her marriage with King Pandu. Kripacharya's twin sister married Dronacharya. I will tell you a very interesting pastime which happened regarding Bhurishrava. He had a boon from Lord Shiva, and he had a club, or we say gada. In Hindi we call it gada, but in English it's called club. So Lord Shiva has given him a boon that anybody whom he will throw, he is sure to die. But Lord Shiva told him that don't throw it on a person who is not fighting the battle, who is not fighting. So then he all throughout the battle he was thinking of how to throw it on Arjuna. So when he was fighting with Arjuna, Krishna was maneuvering the rath and the chariot in such a nice way that he could not target on Arjuna. See, now this thing was not known to Arjuna. This is very interesting. When Arjuna was executing the will of the Lord by fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, he was not aware how much the Lord was protecting him all throughout the battle. And that applies to us also when we go for preaching, we are going in a car, or even in this body which is like a car. So if we are executing the will of the Lord, how many negativities are thwarted? Thwarted, you understand? By the Lord, because he's anxious for his will, anxious for giving protection to his devotees who are executing his will. So Arjuna was not knowing that Bhurishrava has this club. And then again Bhurishrava hits the club, uses the club to hit Lord Shri Krishna, who is not fighting. So then the club turns and then hits him and it kills him, like this. One more example I am remembering is, it's very nice and very interesting, that one time Ashwatthama released Narayan Astra. It has no counteraction. Only way to counteract is to bow down before him. And who told that secret? Narayan himself, Lord Krishna. He knows this is his astra. Nobody can counteract, not Brahmastra or anybody, nothing can counteract that. So he tell, okay, give up your weapons and please surrender to it. So everybody was surrendering. They were following Lord Shri Krishna. And only Bhim was not surrendering. He said, I will not bow down. Then the whole energy of Narayan astra was going towards Bhima. So then Krishna came and pushed him forcefully down. Bow down to Narayan Astra, like this. So you can see how much Lord is affectionate to his devotees who are executing his will. Very much. So protection is coming. This is a small story which I remembered by Bhurishrava. So you can see that. And again he says Bhavan. Now Bhavan means you, aap, respectful. So he is very tactful in speaking. They are great personalities, starting with you. The first person who is speaking, he is referring to is Dronacharya. So he doesn't feel any way less by the comments of Duryodhan. Okay. Other people you are already knowing, so I will not mention much about them, but this small pastime which I remembered. One more point, if you remember, was that Karna also, the same thing happened, that he had a arrow which was supposed to kill Arjuna. You know that pastime. A special arrow. When Lord Krishna and Arjuna had burned this I'm forgetting the name of the forest. So that forest was burned by Lord Krishna and Arjuna. So one snake had come out. Somehow or other he was saved from that, and he wanted to take revenge. So he also entered into the arrow of Karna and inspired him within the heart to use him. And when he released the arrow, then again Krishna, Lord Krishna was knowing that if this arrow hits Arjuna, he is dead. So he pushed the chariot with his feet, and the feet of the horses, they went down. And then it just hit him in the helmet and then it went off. So like this we understand that so many people on the other side had tried to kill Arjuna, but it was not possible. Well, two people I have already told, Bhurishrava, Karna, and you know about Bhishma and Kripa. We will not go to all the pastimes, but this is how it is there. Okay, ninth. But one thing we can notice from here is that he is calculating the great strength of these warriors, but he is not understanding that how Krishna can thwart the attempts of all kind of warriors by his supreme will. So he is counting, these people are very great, this is very great, this is very great, but he is not understanding, and you must be noticing that he has not mentioned the name of Krishna. He is not a devotee of Krishna and he is not recognizing that Krishna is supremely powerful. In the previous shlokas, when he is analyzing the strength of Pandavas, he doesn't recognize Krishna as anybody important in that whole picture. That's again an important instruction for us, that in our calculation of success and failure, if we don't put Krishna in the picture, we are missing the main point. Without Krishna's sanction, nothing can happen. Even just now, what I am thinking and what is coming out from my mouth, I don't know how it is happening. And what is coming out from my mouth, how it is going in your heart, you don't understand. We don't understand that. How we are hearing, how we are speaking. So how can we say we are not dependent on Krishna? That's quite interesting. Ninth. Anye cha bahavah shura madarthe tyakta jivitaha nana shastra praharanaha sarve yudha visharadaha. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons and all are experienced in military science. As far as the others are concerned, like Jayadratha, Kritavarma and Shalya, all are determined to lay down their lives for Duryodhan's sake. In other words, it is already concluded that all of them would die in the battle of Kurukshetra for joining the party of the sinful Duryodhan. Duryodhan was of course confident of his victory on account of the above mentioned combined strength of his friends. So it is quite interesting that he is saying that madarthe tyakta jivita, that means they are here, and we should not think. He is also not only very much faithful on the strength of the people whom he is leading, but is also very faithful on their determination or dedication towards his plan of execution. Are you able to understand this point? I may be very strong, but suppose if my life is in danger, I may leave that party. So then what's the point of having such a strong person? So here he is saying that they are not only very very strong, but they are also very much eager and determined to even lay down their lives. If that happens, if or that needs to happen for his cause. That's an important point. Another point which is quite evident is that they are going to lay down their lives. They are not going to go alive. So he is foreboding, in a sense, he is foreboding this point that anyhow they are going to die. They are going to die, and that's something reminds me of Lord Krishna and Arjuna. During the war, he says that, he asked to Lord Krishna one time, what if we have to die or one of the Pandavas will have to die like that? So he says, even if the whole universe is on the other side, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, even if the whole universe is on the other side, they cannot defeat you. I cannot forget that. That's quite interesting. He says, even if the whole universe is on the other side, they cannot defeat you. That's my will. So, that's quite something, because you see, within 18 days, Yudhishthira was raised from forest. He was in the forest almost. For 12 years he was in the forest, and then he was serving as a normal servant, as Kanka in Virat Naresh, king of Virat. Within 18 days he was made the emperor of the whole world. So if Krishna wants, it's a very important instruction for us to learn, that suppose we want to preach and we want to do something for Krishna, very great. But Krishna is not giving that mercy to us because I cannot digest that mercy. That I must understand. I'll give you the example. Just like Kartavirya Arjun was given all the powers, 1000 hands, by whom? By Dattatreya, who's a incarnation of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu himself. And he could not digest, he became very proud. To the point that he also offended Parshuramji, you remember Parshuramji and the Brahmanas. So already we have false ego, and we have a tendency to think that we are the doers, and then doers means enjoyers also. So if he gives so many followers and who are dedicated to us, madarthe tyakta jivita, who are ready to lay down their lives for us, will we be able to tolerate that kind of mercy? Can we handle that kind of followers who are so much dedicated for us? Can we guide them selflessly? That's a big question. Can we not get affected by their respects or whatever? So that's why Krishna wants the preaching to happen, but he is waiting for us to get qualified. And you may argue on this point, but in Brihad Bhagavata Amrita, we see that the Gopakumara, when he goes to Brahma Loka, by Krishna's arrangement, somehow or other he becomes Brahma. He doesn't want to become Brahma, but he becomes Brahma for many days or months of Brahma, like that. And while he is Brahma, he still remains very humble, but he engages every living entity in pure devotional service in the universe. Think about engaging one living entity in pure devotional service. Think about engaging ourselves in pure devotional service, because we have so many motivations. Even if you hear about it so many times, it's difficult. And he says that he engaged every living entity in the universe in pure devotional service. So that's what Krishna's will is. And that's why he made Gopakumara as Brahma. For whatever time, few days of Brahma or whatever months of Brahma. I don't remember what duration was there, but it was like that. So we should understand that when a person is qualified, Krishna can give all the mercy. Krishna can do everything in a moment. Just like another example comes to my mind is Markandeya Rishi's example. Markandeya Rishi wanted to see Maya, and he sees devastation, and then he finds himself in water of devastation, and then Krishna takes, he sees Krishna after one kalpa, that means one day of Brahma, swimming in those waters, and then Krishna inhales, and then he finds himself in the same ashram, and then he exhales, and he finds himself for another kalpa in the waters, and then inhales, like that, seven kalpas, seven Brahmas, days, it happens like that. So for Krishna to create and destroy and preach, everything is very easy. But are we ready to act as an instrument? That is the whole point. And you see, Srila Prabhupada was that kind of person, and he could bring so much revolution in the whole world. In our own experience in preaching, it takes so much time to develop a small center and convince few people to chant 16 rounds. Convince us to chant 16 rounds every day with nice commitment. So that all depends. I was just reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and from there actually I got the clue. When a living entity gets empowered by the Samvit and Haladini potency of the Supreme Lord, it's called the Bhakti Shakti, then actually he is able to preach. Is mentioned, I will give the evidence, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 7, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's yatra to the South India, where he is very simple preaching. I just tell, please chant Hare Krishna. He chants Hare Krishna, he becomes pure devotee, and then he's seeing him, other people chant Hare Krishna, they become pure devotees, so easy. So we understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, and he had come, he had that. His Lord Krishna himself, he empowered people like that. Now why that empowerment is not coming to us? Because we have to get purified. And when we get purified, we can do that. We can do that. Okay. So, we were talking about this point that somehow there we have to also become more committed. Like these people are committed for the cause of Adharma, we have to become committed for the Lord cause of Lord Shri Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Oh, yeah. How did Kritavarma came on the side of this? He was ordered to do so because Kritavarma was the leader of the army of Lord Shri Krishna. So because the army went, so it has to go with the leader. That's why. Okay. Text number 10, we'll talk. Chant. Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam Paryaptam tvidametesham balam bhima bhirakshitam. Our strength is immeasurable and we are perfectly protected by grandfather Bhishma. Whereas the strength of the Pandavas carefully protected by Bhima is limited. Purport. Herein, an estimation of comparative strength is made by Duryodhan. He thinks that the strength of his armed forces is immeasurable. Being specifically protected by the most experienced general, grandfather Bhishma. On the other hand, the forces of the Pandavas are limited. Being protected by a less experienced general, Bhima, who is like a fig in the presence of Bhishma. Duryodhan was always envious of Bhima because he knew perfectly well that if he should die at all, he would only be killed by Bhima. But at the same time, he was confident of his victory on account of the presence of Bhishma, who was a far superior general. His conclusion that he would come out of the battle victorious was well ascertained. One thing, if you notice in the mentality of Duryodhan, is that he is fighting the battle for winning. He doesn't want to lose. And Arjuna is fighting the battle or going to fight the battle because of his duty. And what is that duty? Karishye vachanam tava. He is executing Bhagavat Dharma. In the morning also the question was asked, what is Bhagavat Dharma? Bhagavat Dharma is the duty of the living entity towards Bhagwan. What does Lord wants me to do? Now, the Lord has not told him or not asked him, you have to win the battle for me. Has he ever asked that in Bhagavad Gita? Please correct me if I am wrong. All throughout Bhagavad Gita, he has never asked Arjuna, at any cost you have to win the battle. That's how today's leader will say that. At any cost you have to do this. But Krishna says, no, you have to do your part. Do your duty. And if you think very deeply about it, it relaxes you like anything. Completely you become relaxed. You have to do your duty. It's like again, we are in the same situation. We are in the same situation. Lord Krishna's instruction was to fight. And our instruction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, same Lord Shri Krishna to us is, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Now how much they will take the upadesh, that is not our responsibility. It's a very simple point. But we are not there to attract people. We are there to speak the absolute truth. And as mentioned by Prithu Maharaj, this is the unlimited service of Lord Shri Krishna. This is something very, very touching to my heart. We have been serving, we have been doing limited service of limited people all our lives, whatever lives we have spent. Now let us try to do unlimited service of unlimited person. I am not playing with words, I hope you are able to understand. And what is that unlimited service? Explaining about absolute truth. Think about it. Whatever Bhagavad Dharma we execute, does it have any value in the world? Just like if I give Bhagavad Gita class, people will not value, okay, give him 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees. And also we don't speak for that. Or suppose I am chanting japa, or any devotee is chanting japa. Not even 1 rupee value. In this world, nobody cares. Who cares who chants Hare Krishna or not Hare Krishna? Especially I am talking about materialist people. They don't understand. So, that value is only in the eyes of Lord Shri Krishna and pure devotees. Make sense? And similarly here, Arjuna is getting the glory because he's executing of the will of the Lord. Which is very, very, how to say, much appreciated by Lord Shri Krishna. And another point in this regard is, because people don't appreciate a person executing Bhagavad Dharma, sometimes we also do not appreciate a devotee's execution of Bhagavad Dharma. Do you accept it or do you think I am saying wrong? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even if once somebody says Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna also, there are two words, only Krishna. So he should be respected. Do we do that? Do we have that kind of faith? Or still we say, this is that, this is that. So you see, Bhagavad Dharma is so durbodham. Yamraj says that it's so difficult to understand that even Yamraj actually made a mistake. He sent the Yamudutas to capture Ajamil. So how much do we understand the glories of Bhagavad Dharma? Are we really appreciating devotees who are actually chanting Hare Krishna? Not one time, not two times. Day after day, 28,000 times minimum, 16 rounds. This is not a question I am posing to you. I pose to myself. How much do I appreciate devotees who are paying obeisances to Krishna? I was reading Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It's mentioned that the only service which the devotees are mainly doing there is paying obeisances to Lord Vishnu again and again. How much do we value a person who is paying obeisances to Krishna? So that's why we have to hear about that. And we have to, after hearing it, developing faith on it, we have to explain it to people, please execute Bhagavad Dharma, because the results are not immediately evident for them. And this is unlimited service of the Absolute. And that task has been given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and obviously Srila Prabhupada. And that should be executed without expectation of result, that whether people will understand or not, or after understanding, will they accept or not. So this is something which we have to learn. And on their side, there can be big, big philosophers. That's like, you know, you can have a comparison that this side is fighting of Bhishma against Bhima. So we can say, oh, we are very small people. I mean, at least I'm thinking about myself. Not much knowledge, but they are so great people. They are so advanced and all that. How will we defeat them? No, we have to simply execute the will of the Lord. And he will give us the sufficient intelligence, transcendental intelligence to execute the will. So that's how we have to be there. I'll stop here. If somebody has any questions, I'll take. Otherwise, we'll stop. Okay, in the mic. One more thing which I'm just, before I will finish this, the last line is quite interesting. Duryodhan was concluding that he will surely win the battle. And Arjuna's conclusion is, he will surely please Krishna by fighting the battle. Isn't it quite interesting? And you see, Duryodhan was in an anxiety. But Arjuna was not in anxiety. And greatest example is when he was supposed to kill Jayadratha. You know, I was just not able to remember why I wanted to give this example. This is the reason I wanted to give the example. When he had taken the vow to kill Jayadratha, Lord Krishna could not sleep. But he was sleeping very nicely. So Krishna said, you don't have any anxiety. He said, you are there, why have to be in anxiety? That's quite something, isn't it? And they were also knowing if he has taken the vow to kill Jayadratha, they will be putting all their efforts to not allow Jayadratha to be killed, at least on that day. That's interesting, that a devotee simply wants to please Krishna, not after result. And if that result is attained, then perfection. Samsiddhir Hari Toshranam. Hari is pleased, then nice. And if Lord Hari is not pleased, then whatever is there is only decoration of a dead body. What is the value of it? We won't be happy also. Yes. Okay. This is a small point which came to me. Yes.
Couple of questions.
Okay.
Now, one thing is that you said Krishna told that even the whole universe comes.
Yes.
That was his will that
yes, yes.
cannot be defeated or this.
Yes.
But after finishing Rasuri Yaga and when they were gambling, and in the gambling then how did Lord did not protect them and they were losing and they were Draupadi's situation was there. So why did Lord?
No. See, we should always understand Lord is always protecting his devotees. And by putting Draupadi in that particular situation, she is eternally glorified. To show to the world the devotion of Draupadi, Krishna has put her in that situation. That is something very difficult for us to digest. But we must understand Krishna is Suhrid for everybody. That means he is doing good for everybody in every situation. And then what to talk of his devotees. See, this is a very important point. Krishna knows what is good for us. Krishna can do what is good for us. And he does what is good for us. Isn't it? We have a doctor in front. Do you always know what exactly is the disease of the child? Do you always know? Isn't it? You have mentioned to me that you follow a medical procedure in a particular thing. We have a devotee in our Goshala, he had a trouble somewhere here. So doctors are doing the treatment. They say, okay, take this treatment, maybe it works. So they want to do good, but they don't know what is exactly good. They might be giving the medicine which is actually bad for that person. So now, it doesn't happen with Lord Shri Krishna. He's a very nice doctor. He loves us. This is very good, and we have to have faith on it. And it is he can do good to us, and he does good to us. And what to talk of devotees? So I will give a very simple example. Like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was rejected by his father, he didn't feel good. You agree? But was it good for him or not? So I may not feel good. Like the doctor will give you a medicine which may not feel, you don't feel like happy, feel like taking it, but it is good for me. So that faith we should have. Otherwise, you just imagine, Draupadi never complained to Lord Krishna in Mahabharata. Have you ever heard? Why did you put me in that situation? What is this? Her love was enhanced for Lord Shri Krishna. So if there was a problem, then Draupadi would have complained. Na? So if Draupadi is not complaining, then what's the problem? Yeah, the evidence is there. Mother Kunti was saying, let all these calamities happen again, because again, the real wealth of a devotee is remembrance of Krishna. So Krishna, if we can remember Krishna, then that's, it's easy to speak, but that's what we see. Draupadi never complained. Did ever? Have you ever heard in any class? I've never heard that she complained, why this happened, why that happened.
When she was being disrobed that time, she
So that's what we have shown, and it seeing that past time, we must remember a situation will come in our life where nobody can help, and that situation is a boon for us, because then as a devotee we can actually take shelter of Krishna. And very small, very simple thing which is helpful for us is our death, where nobody can actually help except Krishna. Obviously, devotees are help, there to help us remember of Krishna, but remembrance of Krishna is the only thing at the time of death. So, if you have surrendered, then Krishna will help. I don't see any problem in that. So many people get, so many devotees are put in trouble, but they are saved by Krishna. So, this will help us to build faith. Mataji has a question.
Yeah,
okay.
Just like Kunti Devi, she is praying to the Lord, you give me these calamities. So, she is asking Lord, give me the calamities.
No. That's a very not proper understanding. Please forgive me for saying that. She is not demanding calamities. She is saying, let the calamities come, but I want to see you. She wants Krishna, not the calamities or not the calamities. Devotee is not interested in good or bad. He wants Krishna. If in happy times Krishna is coming, that is also welcome. And if in bad times Krishna is coming, that also is welcome. That is the point is making. It will not be a proper understanding to say that she wants calamities. She wants Krishna. That is the point. He wants Krishna. If Krishna comes with calamities, okay. If Krishna comes with happiness, then also okay, like that.
Here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvatamahan Paitaja, he is giving that you surrender to me. Where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that you remember Krishna. But sometimes our misunderstanding that we don't understand what Prabhupada has given and what we are doing. So if you follow as it is what Prabhupada has given and what Krishna is saying and what Mahaprabhu is giving, so then our life will be much easier, but so many times we are confused in so many scriptures and this one, so we do not know what we should do.
That's why we should not read too many scriptures. And we should have guides who can help us in the personal clarification of confusions and doubts. So that's not a problem. Yes, Madhuji.
I have one question. I was wanting to understand.
Purushottam
Mass?
Month.
Mass.
Okay.
Krishna is.
Yes.
Purushottam.
Yes.
So, I want you to know, because you know, in my past I don't understand these things.
Okay.
And I think I'm from Nepal. If okay. We also keep all these fasts and all that. I know that is an important month. So, today I read something which struck me. Purushottam Mass is a month that Krishna assigned for his worship and to observe certain things, and it seems that happened because in the past life of Draupadi, she was didn't get a husband.
Yes.
And
she wanted.
Didn't get married, or she wanted to marry.
Yes.
And he didn't think about it, and he died. Then the Rishi Durvasa passed by. And she complained to him that
I know that, yes. Yes.
Can you please, is it possible or is it not in context?
I will not say.
The conclusion is that she was born as Draupadi in the other life, next life, and Rishi Durvasa predicted that
she will have five husbands.
Tell me my past, my present, and my future. And she said, look, you will get five husbands.
Yeah, it's mentioned that because she had offended Purushottam Mass, and that's why she had to face that disrobing event. So that is mentioned there in the Shastras. Yeah, that is. See, at different levels we have to understand, like it's mentioned that Bhishma Dev had to go through that Banashaya because he had killed a snake or something like that previously. Yeah, that is at level, but we must understand for a devotee, Krishna can simulate karma. Simulation, you understand?
Simulation
means, like there is a car and then there is a program which will imitate that car driving. So, for a devotee, it may appear that he is suffering karma. And some Shastras will speak like that for a devotee, that Yudhishthira had to suffer like this. Because of this, and it's mentioned by Bhishma Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Kalam Kritam Manne, that you, if it is only because of karma, then Yudhishthira has very good karma. He is Sakshat Dharmaraj. And if it is because of strength, then Bhima is so powerful. And also you are under the shelter of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And Krishna himself, Achyuta, under the shelter of Krishna, is still Dukkha. How you are getting miseries? So he says, Sarva Kalam Kritam Manni. Whatever is being done is by done by time. Then somebody will say, so is time more powerful than Krishna? No. Then in the next shloka he says, no. It is his will. Then should we try to understand why Krishna is doing like that? So he says, no, don't try to understand. Mohayanti, people get bewildered. We can't understand the will of Krishna. Only thing is, a devotee should have faith, he is Suhrita. And whatever situation he is actually putting me in, it is for my purification. And that makes us qualified to go back. Tatte nukam paam su samikshamana. Any other? Yes, Mataji. Yes.
But sometimes we have a misunderstanding. Doesn't always mean protect your material body, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, the main thing is protection of consciousness. See, some devotees ask whether our karma get destroyed or not. The main thing is how we react to the karma. If Krishna gives us with that consciousness, then he has given us the ultimate protection. If he gives us the consciousness of Tatte Nukampam, just, you know all the pastime of that Vasudeva Brahmana who had this leprosy and the insects were living inside his body. I was reading about him, but I am still not able to understand and enter what his consciousness was. One monkey steals one chapati from our plate and we feel become so angry. We become angry. What is this? He took my chapati. I was not destined to have that chapati. And now insects are living on his body, the insects fall down and he puts them back on his body. Anyhow, this body is useless, let it be eaten by insects. He's happy doing that. It is inconceivable. So who is giving them that mercy? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And contrary to it, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and embraces him, and he becomes like a very beautiful, Gandharva. Then he becomes sad. He said, I will become very proud now. Then Mahaprabhu says, no, you keep on chanting Hare Krishna, you will never become proud. So it is inconceivable how this consciousness is operating and what level of consciousness he was. I am not able to understand. I can't even appreciate also. It's impossible for me to understand. So this is all by the mercy of Krishna. Like I heard of so many devotees' demise. That's why I joined actually. I heard the glorification of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj by my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I always remember that, and I can't understand that His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj mentioned that I will not trade my situation with anybody. Trade your situation? You are having so much suffering, has bone cancer, I believe, like that. Will we trade that situation with anything in this world? Okay, we will give you 5 crore rupees, please have bone cancer. We would not like to have that. He is saying the reverse. I am still not able to understand that. But if I remember correctly, as Maharaj mentioned, the way I am relishing the holy names now, I have never relished the way. I am not wrong, that's what I heard and remembered. Inconceivable, isn't it? One of my godbrothers, his name was Stoka Krishna Prabhu. He came to Barsana and he had trouble in his spiritual life, whatever. So then he came to Barsana and prayed to Srimati Radharani. Maybe I should have cancer for getting Naam Prem. And in 1 week he was diagnosed with cancer. But when he was leaving the body, I've seen photos also. Many Maharajas were coming to meet him. And he was given as gift so many deep realizations before his death. And he said, I'm so grateful that I got the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and serve devotees. So you see, inconceivable. And then also I have read some book of some Matajis who have left the bodies and like that. And Kirtida Mataji and like that. She also made the same statement that I don't want to trade my situation with anything in this world. And she had to suffer cancer. I remembered like that. For 1.5 years like that. So really, real protection is protection of consciousness. If I'm very healthy. And then again you see, Hiranyakashipu was so healthy physically. But his consciousness was completely unsatisfied. What is the value? And Prahlad Maharaj had nothing practically. But his consciousness was protected. So real protection is protection of consciousness. And anyhow, Krishna is not protecting my body in the sense, my body is changing anyhow, isn't it? That's what Lord Krishna says. He has never protected my body in the sense of keeping it same. It will not happen, because that's what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Dehino asmin yatha dehi kam. You know that shloka. So real protection is protection of consciousness. Marubi rakobi jay chhatumar nitya dasatva pati adhikar. That's a mood we can cultivate.